Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Good morning. It is an amazingly beautiful day today. Had a wonderful, absolutely spectacular 4th of July yesterday. I hope all of yours were safe and well and wonderful and filled with reunion and connecting with people and having fun. Today is exciting because we are talking about something that to me, and it's going to be this whole month of July will be based on the benefits of meditation. And each week, we will be going through what we need to learn about meditation each week so that we can allow ourselves to truly become connected and understanding not just the meaning of meditation, but how do we meditate? How do we relax? Why does it benefit us? What's the purpose? Understanding it so that you can get more connected to meditation and truly start receiving and reaping the benefits of meditation. So many of us allow ourselves to become so disconnected in so many different ways, not because we want to become disconnected, but we become disconnected. And then we're searching and we're searching and we're searching and we're looking for who we are, for a happy place, for a happy moment, for a feeling of satisfaction, a feeling of fulfillment. And we can't find any of that because we're so disconnected. We feel like as though we're grabbing for straws, you know, and we're constantly grabbing at the air, looking and trying to find a feeling of completion. Now, many of us have allowed, especially people who are listening to the radio today, and to all of you who have been following and who have been communicating and connecting with me and continuing to be dedicated listening to the radio show or understanding the messages on the blog or whatever it is that I have out there for you. When you're following, you're learning, you're understanding more about meditation, about healing, about guardian angels, about karma, about what karma is. And today, and this whole month is about meditation. One thing I don't want to forget to remind a lot of you about, all of you, is I do have a life purpose group on Facebook. So I'll put the link in my Facebook page, which is Ask Tammy Adams on Facebook. Go to Facebook and follow me over there. And then you can join me on my life purpose group that I have, which is for people who are really searching to be a part of a group of like-minded people, understanding and receiving and getting answers and asking questions and just connecting with people who are like-minded so that you can understand more about spirituality, more about growth, more about spirit guides, more about healing, whatever it may be. So this group, I'm now talking about it to all of you today because I realize that I've been keeping it very secret and I've been keeping it very private, and I need to make it more available and more recognized to all of you who are looking for this opportunity and for this type of a connection, because that's why I have these things created, is so that I can give all of this to all of you. I'm not very good at expressing and saying, oh, join me here, join me here. You know, I'm very good at being able to give messages. I'm very good at being able to, you know, teach and give information continuously to all of you out there. But I don't spend very much time, you know, giving all this other information that I have to all of you that's for free, whether it's the blogs, whether it's the Life Purpose Seekers group, whether it's my lectures or my seminars or wherever it is that I may be going, where you guys can find me and connect with me. So I apologize for that, but I am going to make it more available and create more of an opening where all of you can join me continuously and show you where I'll be located so that you guys can continue connecting with me. Today, let's focus on an extremely beautiful and amazing week by understanding meditation. Learn to meditate so that you can find yourself. That's what this week, July 5th, that's what July 5th is about. We are going to be taking this week and learning, to meditate so that you can find yourself. It is about being quiet. Really allowing yourself to just be still for a moment. It is so hard. It's so difficult. I've noticed this. That it is so difficult for us to truly just be still and be quiet. We don't know how to let ourselves let go. And we should. We should let ourselves let go. We have so many things that really truly hold on to sadness, to pain, to stress, to burden, to whatever it may be. And when I tell people that it's important for us to let go, and it's important for us to release and let go of drama, to let go of the stress of the day, the just burdens of our daily routine even. We don't need to do that. So when we talk about meditation, and I talk about being quiet, where do you go inside your head? Where are you going inside of your mind? You have to learn to shut your mind down. I'm going to teach you how learning to shut your mind down, shutting your mind off, is going to be the most beautiful, most spectacular gift that you can give yourself. Because by shutting your mind off and by me teaching you how to do this, it will help you to find peace. It'll help you to become quiet so that you can then change and start transforming into a more connected, peaceful, balanced person. See, meditation is not just about just making these moves or going to a certain seminar or listening to a certain CD. Meditation is truly about you going through the actions, going through the actions of letting go, really, truly going through the exercises. That's the best way to explain it. And when we relax and be still, you start reaping the benefits of meditation. You start realizing, oh, okay, wait a second. Wow, it was nice to relax for a moment. That felt wonderful. And it's really significant. It is so significant for us to have that experience and go through that moment of stillness, not having anything to do, no responsibilities, just complete peace. And that's what we want to focus on. We want to focus on that being our mission this week. Being still. So your day this week, what do you have planned? Think about the things that you have to do and put positive towards those responsibilities, towards those duties, towards those projects. Don't hold them with weight, with burden, with stress, because that's what most of us do. We hold on to the burden instead of allowing ourselves to just let it go. And the more we allow ourselves to just to let it go, it just changes everything. And it starts opening up our eyes and bringing forward more positive energy. So learning to shut your mind down, being quiet, relaxing, and being still. Those are the first few things that we are going to be focusing on. Okay? So if you're going to be practicing this, make for sure to write that down. Write a list and write down. Number one, you're going to be learning how to be quiet, learning to shut your mind down, relaxing and being still. Now, it doesn't take just one meditation. It doesn't just take one moment to learn this. I know what I'm saying is very difficult for many, many people. I constantly am working with clients, and I'll have people come into the office, and unless I'm working with them and literally going through the, transformation with them, they usually actually can't get to that place of true peace and relaxation. So that's why a lot of people love working with me, because I actually help take them there right away. And when they meditate and they work on their own, they actually cannot meditate. They can't quiet their mind. They cannot relax. They cannot find peace. So working with me, I know, is much faster. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to teach you how to do this forever, how to really, truly receive huge and massive leaps forward into your life. And I really mean that. This will help you to bring that huge amounts of movement forward so that you do not feel stuck, blocked, confused, lost. We allow ourselves, because we rush through life, we're constantly go, 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 go. We have so many things that we got to get done. And we're going so quickly that we often forget, and I've seen this all the time, this is not new news, this is something that most people should recognize and know about this, is that we are constantly allowing ourselves to get lost. And we get lost by becoming so busy that we forget ourselves. it is, to me, it's extremely sad that we actually lose ourselves, that we forget what we want and why we're here. That's not good. God has given us the most biggest gift a person can receive, and that is called life. And when we take advantage of life and we don't allow ourselves to reap the benefits of life, which are such an amazing gift, in my opinion, and we don't take advantage of the gifts of life, it's sad because we realize, oh, gosh, I'm missing out. I feel empty. I feel disconnected. I feel sad. I feel like I'm lost. But we are the ones who allow ourselves to become lost. We are the ones who become disconnected because we allow our daily obligations, our daily routine to get in our way. Okay, after this commercial, we'll talk about what do you know or how you can find peace.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
So, like I said, after commercial, we're going to talk about peace. And what do you need to do in order to find peace? Now, think about this for just a moment. When you think of allowing yourself to find peace and really truly having peace in your mind, in your soul, in your body, what is the first thing that pops into your head? What is the first thing that pops into your mind when you think about that, first of all? Okay, now that you've thought of that, now we're going to focus on what needs to be done. When you first think of peace, when you allow yourself to try to connect with any type of peace and relaxation, what I want you to do is I want you to have the most happiest memory, the most fondest memory that you could find in your life, whether it was the time when you were 5, whether it was a time when you were on vacation, whether it was a time that you were doing something with your mom, whatever the situation was, think of that time, think of that moment, and bring that into the present, bring that into the now. And when you bring that into the now, let that energy, let that vibration, that emotion fill you, which then helps to create and radiate peace. Because we often forget that in order for us to have peace, all we have to do is be happy. Not so silly. It's like so simple. It is so, so simple, but we make it seem as though it's so difficult. We make it seem like it's science, like it's some type of, you have to be a genius to figure it out. And you don't. You don't have to be a genius to figure it out, because God has given us the answers actually since the very, very beginning of time. That's the part that is so silly. This has been talked about for always, forever. You know, one thing that I noticed, and I was just talking to my son about this the other day, actually, he was like, Mom, he goes, did you ever read The Secret? Did you ever, go through that book or learn anything, or what did you get out of it? I said, you know, it's funny, son. I said, yes, of course I have. I said, but the thing that you don't understand is The Secret is actually information that has been given to us from thousands of years ago. It's quotes and information that has been collected from many other sources, put into this tiny little book so that we can allow ourselves to once again get the message. Well, it's the same thing. We are constantly, constantly allowing ourselves to get in the way. We're not allowing the knowledge, the information from what we were told thousands of years ago to register and to bring forward into our daily works today, into our daily routine, into our daily meditation, to our thought process. So we need to bring that forward. We need to help understand, how can we change the vibration? How can we allow ourselves to not allow negative to get in our way and to let that negative stay? I was telling a client yesterday, even though it was, the holiday, I talked to a client, and I was talking and told her, I said, the one thing I want you to do is I want you to remember to not let the negative to bring you down, and to think how it's very easy to get rid of the negative. It's very easy to let the negative to wash away by allowing yourself to have faith and allowing yourself to have confidence and trust in God, and knowing that God's going to help you, knowing that your guardian angels are going to carry you and truly transplant you. What I mean by that is take you from one negative place into a positive location, to transplant you, to put you into another location, to just pick you up and place you in another place. If you don't believe that God can help you, that there is a higher being, you don't believe that there's guardian angels, you don't believe in that, then you're going to let the negative vibration, the negative energy, to truly take you down. The reason why so many people have so many negative acts that they are doing. The reason why negativity always wins on so many levels with so many people is because darkness has a very strong hold on people, because people have allowed themselves to lose light. So even though the sun is so much more, the light, the sun, is so much more powerful than darkness. It is so powerful. Without the sun, without the light, things can't grow. And it's so powerful, it's so meaningful, it's so significant. But we allow ourselves to let darkness in. We allow ourselves to let darkness take over because we give it that power. We give it the strength that it needs. Fear, doubt, lack of faith, lack of confidence. And we need to change that. Now, all of this has to do with meditation, all of this, because when we're meditating, our mind goes to a million places. And in order for us to find that peace, we need to have faith. We need to believe. We need to really, truly connect with some type of higher power, higher vibration, whatever you want to call it. It's up to you. I call it God, but you call it whatever you want. What steps have you taken to make time for yourself within 24 hours of a day that we're given each day? So what steps have you taken daily to give yourself a certain amount of time to meditate, to relax, to breathe, to recollect yourself? What steps have you taken? What I often, quite often hear, this is very sad, is that, oh, we'll continue after this commercial.
Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires. The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate. If this is the kind of love that you've been searching for and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
Okay, and we are back. So what steps have you taken to give yourself a moment to meditate within 24 hours that were given each day? How many times have you tried to attempt to meditate? How many times have you tried to attempt to meditate? To me, that's a good question, because a lot of people that I talk to, a lot of people that I work with, tell me, oh, I always try to meditate, but I know it's not going to work out. I know it's not going to succeed. I know I'm going to fail. So they literally become discouraged, very discouraged from meditating, because they're afraid to even try. They don't even attempt to meditate because they're afraid to try. And what I encourage you today is to try. Just put a little bit of effort, a little bit, tiny, teeny bit of effort, and watch and see how you are able to have accomplishment. Watch and see how you are able to have some type of movement. It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing how it works out. And when you have faith and you have belief and you know that there's a higher being out there, you know that someone's out there watching you, protecting you, looking out for you, you know that you have a guardian angel that's literally watching your every move and helping to guide you, direct you, protect you, whatever it may be. When you have those confident connections, it's the best way for me to explain it. When you know this, you all of a sudden become taller. You all of a sudden become stronger. Now, I know a lot of people out there that are listening are saying, what does this have to do with meditation? I don't get it. And like I told you, it is going to be 1 month long worth of meditation teaching, helping, and showing you how you can become more connected so that you can become a master of meditating, master of knowing how to reconnect, how to be in balance, how to quiet your mind, how to find peace, how to be realigned. It is difficult to just snap your fingers and just go, oh, okay, we're there. It doesn't happen like that. You know, I hear people, and this is what makes me laugh. I hear people tell me all the time, oh yeah, I spent a minute meditating and it was wonderful. I just quieted my mind for 1 minute. I went, and I relaxed and I got reconnected again. Now, to those of you who do that and spend time doing that, God bless you. I wish you well. I think that's amazing that you give yourself that moment, that small, tiny moment that you give yourself. But my opinion, I have traveled the world. I have spent time with monks in monasteries, in temples, learning and understanding meditation. So to me, when I'm speaking of this, when I'm talking with you, when I'm literally teaching you, I'm not just saying this because I have, like, oh, I have a good guess. I have a good theory, maybe. No, I'm telling you, I know for a fact from me being there, from me practicing, from me spending time with these people that are practicing thousands of year old methods, that this is what works. Not modern day, absolutely, let's take the quick route, let's do it within a moment, because in the United States, we always do things that take it faster. And it's not just the United States, it's around the world. But, you know, we always want to take the shortcut. Shortcut is never the right way. Never. Let me tell you that right now. If you're going to take a shortcut in anything, then don't plan on having absolute complete success. If you take a shortcut to finding and connecting with your soulmate and being in love and having a shortcut with getting to know him and or her, being able to allow yourself to know what love is, if you take a shortcut to better your health, if you take a shortcut in having a child, whatever your situation may be, if you take shortcuts in anything in life, you're missing a valuable lesson. You're missing a valuable piece that's needed and that's necessary. And in my opinion, my very strong, my very solid, honest opinion, I don't believe that. I don't believe that that is a good idea. I don't believe that that is something that is at all necessary. I think that it is more necessary and more important, more than anything, to do things properly. And when we do things properly, we do things the right way, that's when you're going to reach success. That's when you're going to have complete and absolute amazing reward. And that's what I'm trying to teach all of you today, is how to have that reward, how to have that complete success so that you never, ever fail. And you are always succeeding in everything that you touch and everything that you go near. So when you think of how much time you're spending on meditating each day, think about how those moments, think about how that moment that you're meditating needs more time. It needs your attention. How many times have you attempted to meditate? And how have you failed and why? Now, the reason why I want to talk about how you have failed and why is because many people tell me, I've tried meditating and it doesn't work. I can't quiet my mind. I've tried meditating and I'm too agitated. I'm too disconnected. I mean, there's many, many, many things that I have been told when I teach people and talk to people about meditation. And one thing that I have learned time and time again, over and over and over, is that in order for us to meditate, you must believe in yourself. And you must want to meditate. If you don't want to meditate, then you're not going to succeed. That's one thing I know for a fact. And a lot of people don't really pay attention to that part. They don't pay attention to, I really want to succeed. I really want to make this happen. We quite often allow ourselves to forget that part. So let me teach you how to succeed. Number one, open your mind so that you can have your mind to be free. So you want to open your mind. What does that mean? Okay, some of you will be asking, well, what does that mean? I understand. Open my mind. What I mean by opening your mind is don't think. You know, don't think of all the errands. Don't think of all the responsibilities. Don't think of all the things that you need to be doing right now. Let your mind be free. Let your mind relax. Okay? And when you let your mind relax, and you let your mind just wander, and do this thing that is really funny and absolutely amazing. It's called Use Your Imagination. Let your mind be free by letting your mind wander, letting your mind not have any responsibilities, any stress, any burden. Let all the tension that you're holding on to go. Because what we do, and we do it quite often, is we allow ourselves to hold on to all this tension, all this stress, all this burden. And when we let that go, it really changes things around a lot. A lot. It's amazing, actually. So what I want you to try to do and practice is opening your mind. To open your mind, you know, let yourself imagine, let yourself wander. That's the first step, okay? Letting yourself be free. When I say this, what does it bring up for you? What does it make you think about? Because to me, when I'm saying this, I'm like, oh, this is such, I'm hoping they're getting it because this is such beautiful, such perfect information that I'm giving to people. And I'm looking at the information, and I'm seeing what I'm saying, and I'm hearing what I'm saying, and I'm knowing what I'm saying, and I'm totally connecting with it on all levels. And as I'm connecting with that information, I'm like, okay, I hope they're getting it at the same way that I'm expressing it, opening your mind and letting yourself be free. Let your mind wander. You don't understand how powerful that is. It is a very powerful thing. And a lot of times we don't give ourselves permission to do this. So by letting your mind wander, by letting yourself be free, it really helps you to wander. It really helps you to just let go. Okay, we'll talk more after this commercial.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
And we are back. So let your mind be free, because that'll really, really be able to, you giving yourself that permission, you giving yourself that allowance, that you're allowing yourself to let your mind be free, really makes a very, very huge difference. I cannot say it enough. I did forget to mention that if you do not know how to meditate, please do go onto my website, asktammyadams.com. And on my website, you can look up, I have a guided meditation CD where I help people to go through a really amazing releasing process. And I'm talking you through relaxing and letting go. It's a wonderful CD that people that throughout their lives have told me they have not been able to relax. They have not been able to meditate. And they have seen time after time that this CD has worked. In many locations, many places that I've been to around the world have told me. And literally, hospitals, places that this CD was created for, have given me very positive results. So go ahead and go to my website, asktammyadams.com, and you'll see my guided meditation CD on there. And you can download it or purchase one if you have a CD player still, for those who don't have technology. So I have it both ways, where you can be able to order it and get it and then use that to your benefit. So if you want, you can do that. That will be very beneficial and very helpful for many of you. Okay, also, let's go back to the subject and the topic of meditation. Okay, so we're talking about allowing ourselves to let our mind free. Don't think of all the errands that you may have. Okay, that's one thing that I notice people do when they meditate. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't stop thinking of my day. I can't stop thinking of the things that I have to do. I can't let my mind be free. I can't let myself let go. I'm like, oh, okay, well, all you need to do is just let your mind be free by letting yourself be at peace, you know? Let yourself just let go. Let go of your thought process. Let go of the things that you're holding on to.